The 120 women students from the University of Juba in South Sudan's capital literally have been fighting against gender-based violence. They've been taught how to punch, knee, and elbow their way out of potentially dangerous situations and without using weapons. Suhail Khan, a gender affairs officer at the UN Mission in South Sudan, or UNMISS, explained why the self-defense program was so crucial.
In South Sudan, there is a prevalence of sexual and gender-based violence. To protect these women, or enable these women to protect themselves, we have conducted this training today where they're going to learn self-defense techniques. It's not about martial arts, it's not about gaining strength, it's about how to use techniques and strategies as a preventive mechanism so that they're able to escape some of these scenarios where they're vulnerable to violence. So one of the main things that we're trying to do here is to give them these techniques and strategies. In addition, what we are trying to do is raise awareness of gender-based violence, and we are trying to tell them that gender-based violence is never acceptable, and we're also trying to work with civil society here, as well as the youth. As you well know, that youth comprise about 51% of the population in South Sudan, and they're an integral part of peace-building initiatives. So this is one of the things that we're trying to do here, to bring the youth into the conversation and to enable them to deal with issues like gender-based violence.
The skills and techniques shared during the half-day course can be used to overcome opponents of any size. But the women also learned about the consequences of gender-based violence, whether at home or in the workplace, so that they can help stamp it out. They also found out more about the role of the United Nations mission in South Sudan, whose mandate covers protecting civilians under threat of physical violence. Clara Stephen, one of the participants, found the experience invaluable.
I think this training is really very important because it helps women to be able to defend themselves. And when we look at the larger perspective of South Sudanese women and considering the kind of situation, the problems, the conflicts that the country is going through, and mostly women are the victim of all this situation. There are a lot of violence, there are a lot of rape. So I think that is going to benefit all the women that have participated and all other women who might have the opportunity to participate, because it will be able to give them the ability to defend themselves against the types of violence that they can happen to meet. So it's very important for all of us.
The self-defense training was held in connection with International Women's Day in March. UNMISS, the UN mission in South Sudan, said it had been so successful that another session was organized the following month. Deanne Penn, United Nations.